This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of the most riveting podcast ever. It's the one where the dude is reading the dictionary. It is so amazingly awesome. The first word is benignancy. Benignancy. B-E-N-I-G-N-A-N-C-Y. I thought it might be benignancy because our last word was benign and they start the same way, but it's not. It is benignancy, noun from 1876, the quality or state of being benignant or benign. You want to know what benignant means? Well, I will tell you. It is the next word. It's an adjective from circa 1782, benignant. Number one, serenely mild and kindly. Synonym is benign. Number two, synonyms are favorable and beneficial. As in, a benignant power. Benignantly is an adverb. This is from combining benign plus the suffix ant, A-N-T. And then in parentheses, it says as in malignant, which is basically the opposite of benign or benignant. What a weird word. I would not know how to pronounce that if I hadn't been looking at this. All right, now we have benign neglect. Two words, noun from 1970, an attitude or policy of ignoring an often delicate or undesirable situation that one is held to be responsible for dealing with. Next we have, I don't know if you can hear, but there's some rain outside. It's trickling down on my air conditioner. You probably can't hear it though. Now we have benign prostatic hyperplasia. Three words, noun from 1968. Enlargement of the prostate gland caused by a benign overgrowth of chiefly glandular tissue that occurs especially in some men over 50 years old and that tends to obstruct urination by constricting the urethra. Abbreviation is BPH, and it is called also benign prostatic hypertrophy or hypertrophy, something like that. Hypertrophy. See, Sharon is yelling at me from the other room. I thought that the enunciation or the emphasis was might be on a different syllable, but I couldn't figure it out in my brain. Hypertrophy. Okay, so this is a thing that a lot of men have to deal with, dealing with their prostate in some form. I have heard that, you know, once you hit 40 or 50 years old, you should get regular checkups on that. And if you have a history in your family of prostate issues or prostate cancer or something, you should probably start a bit earlier. So I hope you go get checked out as early as you can and catch something soon. That is my PSA for the day. Next we have benison or benison, B-E-N-I-S-O-N. It is a noun from the 14th century.
That's funny. PSA is also the levels that they measure to find out if you have prostate cancer or not.
PSA.
If your PSA level is elevated, then that means you might have prostate cancer.
See, I was saying something smart.
That was like a double entendre.
A double entendre. It was a serious thing that also ended up being a joke. I am so darn smart. Okay, I think we almost finished benazin. I was so rudely interrupted by some actual facts. Okay, the synonyms for benazin are blessing and benediction. All right, next we have Benjamin. It is the name Benjamin with a capital B. Noun from the 14th century. A son of Jacob and the traditional eponymous ancestor of one of the tribes of Israel. This is a Hebrew name, Binyamin. All right, next we have Benny, spelled either B-E-N-N-E. I don't even know what I just said. B-E-N-N-E or B-E-N-E. Noun from 1769, and we have the number one definition for the word sesame. So this is of African origin, and it is akin to the Malinke word bene, B-E-N-E, with a half circle on top of the first E, and that word means sesame. I assume they mean the sesame seed. All right, next we have Benny again, but it is B-E-N-N-Y. It is a noun from 1945. Number one is slang, and it is a synonym for amphetamine. Number two is also slang, a tablet of amphetamine taken as a stimulant. Well, what's the difference between one and two? I don't know. All right. Oh, and they get the name from the word benzedrine, which I assume is maybe a kind of amphetamine or something related, and then they just added IE at the end. Or the more likely the E sound, they took the B-E-N of benzedrine, Benny, but it says it's the suffix IE, but then in the spelling, it's just a Y. So nope, they're not consistent on this. All right, next we have Benamil. B-E-N-O-M-Y-L. It is a noun from 1969. A derivative, C14H18N4O3, of carbamate and benzimidazole, used especially as a systemic agricultural fungicide. Good times. Now we have the word bent, B-E-N-T. First form noun from the 14th century. I don't know if you can hear, but there are some random bang sounds every once in a while, and that is my two cats running around the living room playing. Just jumping off the couch and off the cat tree and onto the floor, and it probably won't stop. Okay, this is number one, unenclosed grassland. 2A1, a reedy grass. 2A2, a stalk of stiff, coarse grass. And then 2B, the synonym is bent grass. This is a Middle English word. It means grassy place or bent grass. From the Old English, bionat, which looks like a prefix. And that is akin to the Old High German binuz, B-I-N-U-Z, which means rush. Now we have the second form of bent. It is an adjective from the 14th century. One, changed by bending out of an original straight or even condition, as in bent twigs. Number two, strongly inclined. Synonym is determined. That is usually used with the word on, as in was bent on going. They really, really wanted to go. Where did they want to go? You can't go anywhere right now. Number three is slang. And then we have 3A and 3B. So 3A is different from the normal or usual. And then 3B is chiefly British. Synonyms are dishonest and corrupt. And then we have a phrase, bent out of shape, extremely upset or angry. I am extremely bent out of shape that, I don't know. Number three, a third form of bent is a noun from 1586. 1A, a strong inclination or interest. Synonym is bias. 1B, I guess I have a strong bent towards reading the dictionary. I don't know. That's a weird example. 1B, a special inclination or capacity. Synonym is talent. Number two, capacity of endurance. Number three, a transverse framework, as in a bridge, to carry lateral as well as vertical loads. And then a synonym, it says, see the word gift. Like, I have a gift for this. You could say it's bent. Okay, this is an irregular form of the first form of the word bend, B-E-N-D. Now we have bent grass, noun from 1677. Any of a genus of grasses, including important, chiefly perennial, and rhizomatous or rhizomatous pasture and lawn grasses, with fine, velvety, or wiry herbage. Ooh, that is so poetic. Fine, velvety, or wiry herbage? The genus name is Agrostis. Next, we have the word benthamism, capital B-E-N-T-H-A-M-I-S-M. Benthamism, noun from 1829. The utilitarian philosophy of Jeremy Bentham and his followers. Benthamite is also a noun or an adjective. I don't know why Jeremy Bentham, it reminded me of Jeremy Baramy from The Good Place. If you've seen that show, then you basically know what I'm talking about. Okay, now we have the word benthic. It is an adjective from 1902. One, of relating to or occurring at the bottom of a body of water. Number two, of relating to or occurring in the depths of the ocean. Now we have benthonic. It is an adjective from 1897, and the synonym is benthic, the word that we literally just read about. All right, now we are going to do one more word for this episode. It is the word benthos, B-E-N-T-H-O-S, noun from 1891. Organisms that live on... that word did not come out of my mouth. Organisms that live on or in the bottom of a body of water. This is from Greek, or it is a Greek word which means depth or deep sea. It is akin to the Greek word bathys. I think we read that a while ago. B-A-T-H-Y-S, which means deep. I remember reading all those words, like bathymetry or something. Is that a word? And they all have to deal with the deep water stuff. So what is the word of the episode? We are going to pick benign prostatic hyperplasia or benign prostatic hypertrophy. Hypertrophy. That is the word of the episode because, you know, you got to go get your stuff checked out. That is it for today. I appreciate you listening, sharing, subscribing, rating, reviewing, comment on my Instagrams and the Twitters and the Facebooks. And that is all I got today. Until next time, this has been Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.